Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. How? We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having Marjorie Jobe back on the show. Marjorie is one of the attorneys in our brain trust. She's a business attorney. She's been practicing law for a while, helping companies like yours and mine navigate the legal waters, whether it be real business, legal business stuff, or maybe even criminal stuff. In fact, that's what she wants to talk about today. Her book is called Business Law Battle Plan for Entrepreneurs. Marjorie Jobe, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you back.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I know. We've missed you. Hey, Marjorie, one of the things that a lot of us don't like to think about, don't like to talk about, and for the most part we avoid, is the criminal environment that is out there around all of us. But most of us avoid it. Sometimes we have break-ins or whatever. But the truth is there is a universe, there is a dimension around us all the time of criminal behavior. And you've been seeing some of this. You see this a lot, I'm sure, in your work, don't you?
I really do, and what is the most alarming to me is that a lot of it is innocent behavior that's been criminalized.
Huh.
And that's really where I think...
Give us an example.
A recent example that might have been or come to people's attention from the Wall Street Journal, if you read that. On Sunday, there was an article about the fact that the federal government can't even count all the business and... regular activity crimes that there are out there. In particular, they gave a story about a man who was hunting arrowheads with his son, mm-hmm. and it happened to be on federal property. And they were both adults, and they were both ended up pleading guilty instead of having to fight it.
Because they took some artifacts off of federal land. Is that what they did?
Right. And they didn't realize
they didn't
it was federal
that
land.
They didn't know it was federal land. So they were
right.
They were just ignorant. Of course, my dad told me a long time ago, ignorance of the law is no defense.
That's right. And that's a general premise. And a lot of the laws that we have on the books today do not include any mens rea or criminal intent.
What's mens rea? Tell us what that means.
It's irrelevant.
Mens rea means irrelevant.
That's right.
Okay.
Your intent is irrelevant in a lot of the crimes that we have today. In particular, in the business arena,
isn't that something that a judge could say, you know what, we got a lot of problems, this ain't one of them, okay, guys, hold your hand out, don't do this anymore. Why can't a judge just do that?
Well, technically they could, but they seldom do.
But why don't they? I know they could, but why don't they do more of that? I mean, with all the problems we got, you'd think they'd say, look, this is no harm, no foul. Give the stuff back. Don't do it anymore. I don't want to see you in my court again. Get away.
Because of the populist cry for getting tough on crime. A lot of them are elected, and they have statistics that they have to talk about. And I know it seems crazy to you and I, but it's the absolute truth.
So common sense is out the window.
Yeah, absolutely. We have more than 2.3 million people in America in prison. One in every 100 residents is in prison right now.
Yeah.
We have the largest federal prison population of any country in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And we have less than 5% of the population of the world, but we have 25% of the world's prisoners.
Well, I'm not sure I'm buying that. I mean, I'm not saying that. I don't know where you got that statistic, but when I think of China and Russia, I have a hard time believing that percentage is right. I mean, of the ones we know, let's just call it the ones we know, right?
Yeah. Well, we have those. It's the U.S. Government Statistical Bureau put out a report,
Yeah.
And you can go consult it. And we have more per 100,000 than China does, more per 100,000 than Russia does, particularly in the adult department.
Yeah.
So that's where those numbers come from.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. And so, do you think our biggest problem is with criminal activity is innocent, not mens rea attention intention, I should say, or where we don't intend to commit a crime, but we do accidentally? You think that's where a big part of our problem is?
I think it is. I think it's innocent things like antitrust is a big issue. With
yeah, that's another one. Yeah,
and that can be a very simple, friendly conversation with a friendly competitor.
Huh. Hold on to that thought, Marjorie. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be right back and talk some more about this criminal behavior. I'm doing the air quotes here, folks. 20 till. Stay with us.
I pretend too much. I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.